They say it's about protecting children. They always do. That's the slogan painted on the doors of government buildings, the justification printed on court orders, the tagline paroded by reporters who never dig deeper. Protecting children. But I've sat across from the mothers whose babies were taken in the middle of the night. I've seen the fathers shaking outside courtroom doors, denied access, powerless, and crushed. I've read the court documents filled with legal jargon and hearsay, not evidence. I've heard the well-rehearsed lines from caseworkers and watched them smile as they signed off on orders that would dismantle an entire family. This isn't child protection. It's child collection. If you think that sounds dramatic, keep reading. The agency we call Child Protective Services, or whatever the friendly rebrand is in your state, is one of the most misunderstood bureaucracies in America. It sounds noble, necessary. In some cases, maybe it once was. But today, it's a multi-billion dollar industry with one driving incentive: to take your child. Federal funding under Title IV-E and Title IV-D rewards states for removing children, not for reuniting them. There are quotas, contracts, and performance bonuses tied to how many kids enter foster care, not how many return home. In 2021 alone, over $10 billion in federal money was funneled into this system. The more they take, the more they make. Still think this is about safety? They don't go after the real abusers. They go after the vulnerable, the poor, the single mothers, the homeschoolers, the medical freedom advocates, the whistleblowers, the patriots, the Christians. You don't need to be guilty. You just need to be inconvenient. From the moment an anonymous call is placed, often by a neighbor, ex, or disgruntled teacher, you're trapped in a web of suspicion. Caseworkers arrive unannounced. They demand entry without a warrant. If you assert your rights, you're labeled combative. If you refuse to comply, you're hiding something. Suddenly, you're a case file, a target, a potential revenue stream. Each child removed creates a ripple effect of profit. Parenting classes, you pay. Psychological evaluations, state-contracted therapists. Supervised visitation centers, run by nonprofits making millions. Foster stipends. Medicaid billing for treatments, even when kids were never sick. Even pediatricians get in on it. So-called child abuse experts diagnose bruises and rashes as abuse, with zero corroboration, because that's what keeps them employed. Foster children are drugged at 10 times the rate of other kids. Diagnoses like PTSD and ADHD bring in federal bonuses. And pharmaceutical companies? They love this model.